Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we are supposed to have music, but I am so busy trying to do everything else, I can't get the music up and running, so we're just going to try to go ahead and start the show. There's an absolute problem with the switchboard on Blog Talk. They are not allowing anybody to call in or out. We have a guest today on Sound Health Options on this wonderful Sunday, July 18th. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, and Richard is going to be joining us as soon as we can figure out the phone. Richard, nothing is happening on the switchboard here. So if you want to call back at my other number that I gave you, we'll try to bring you in that way. We are going to be broadcasting this so that you can see everything that's going on, and we have put all of that information on the chat. Most of you we have tried to send information to as we go along. So for those of you who want to join us on this very special show about BP Oil, who's telling the truth, and I did find out who's telling the truth and who's a big fat liar. Richard, if you're trying to call in to Blog Talk, it's not working. The screen is totally grayed out, so I don't know what we're doing here. We complained to them on Friday because we couldn't dial out, and now we can't dial out, nor can anybody dial in. I don't know how you got in here. But if you'll call us back on the phone at the other number, we'll bring this in. Richard is very much interested in what we're doing here at Sound Health and very much interested in the information that we are bringing to the public. Who's telling the truth? Who's not? And I've got three or four boards here blinking at me and being kind of crazy. I'm not going to get to much of the mail because we have so much to cover, an incredible, incredible amount to cover. One of the first things that I want to talk about, I'm going to give you a little rundown for those of you who are on the site with us. And I'm going to start putting this up. I guess I'm just going to ignore the Blog Talk switchboard. I don't even know if I'm broadcasting. So that's kind of crazy, too. But for those of you on chat with us, go to chat and you can find the address to join us online. There's also some links there for the show that we're going to be doing today. And, okay, Richard, you are on the Blog Talk phone line, but I can't hear you. I want to bring you into the show. So I will go back to that. There's just too many things going on here at once. Blog Talk, radio chat, radio switchboard. Still nothing. So, Richard, can you try talking? Because I cannot hear you. It says your mic is open and on the air, but it's obviously not because it's grayed out all at the same time. So I guess what we're going to do is go to our WebEx online and try to do the show from there, as we look at some of the information. Now, I promised you today that we're going to look at the truth. We're going to look at the truth and intention of the BP Oil chairman, Sandberg. We're going to also look at Obama's opinion of that and some of Kevin Costner. So, Richard, would you please call me back at that number? 740-698-9119, so we can get you on the line with us as we begin to do this. Okay, I'm going to open up the PowerPoint. We're going to be using Nano Voice today, and for those of you who are just listening and not watching, what I have up here is a description of Nano Voice, and it is a personality profiler that we use here to look at intention, to look at truth, to look at what is really going on. If you want to follow along with us, you can go to nanovoice.org. I want to give you a little bit of background about how to read what we're doing. There is the computer program that you can download. It's totally free. No one's going to ask any questions, no pop-ups, no nothing. You do need a microphone. Any old mic will do for this program. And we provide that free to the public. This is what it looks like before we start any of the recording, and you simply go up and hit microphone, and it starts to record, and then the computer program marks all of these down into which note they are. Like the note of A is 440 cycles per second, C is about 130, so the computer begins to lay all of this down. And this is absolutely free for you guys. And I think they now have put the booklet up on the site. They have put a couple of charts up on the site. And they have put a link to where you can watch a class about how to do this. If you're interviewing someone on the phone and you want to know if they're telling you the truth, if they are trying to get you to move away from a subject, you can certainly use this to do it. I'm going to go back just a minute here, and I want to record this session, and I forgot to do that. And it's not letting me record either. So we just kind of got a problem all the way around here. Okay, I'm going to go back to the desktop. This is what it would look like if it was all filled out. This is Bush. We've used this example before where he had a shoe thrown at him. And he says, "I didn't feel the least bit threatened by it." Now, the computer shows that he did feel threatened by it. The G and G sharp in the tall green lines here that you can see on this, we'll talk about those in a minute too, indicates that he was very physically threatened. So what he tried to cover up, and he probably needed to cover it up because it would have been an international incident, if he said, "Oh, I'm really scared," or whatever. So that's the kind of thing we're able to look at. So we look at this grid, and for those of you who are just listening, it's a grid marked into 12 vertical columns, and each column, there are additional columns broken down into bars of different colors. And a bar that's very high, with the average being about 80, that means there's too much of that frequency in a voice. It's unbalanced. It's like too much of one note in a song or a sour note in a song. So if it's low, maybe 20 or so, then that's way too low and you don't have enough of that particular energy. Now, the note of C is self-power, and the note of C-sharp represents justice and a fair play, and the note of D, caring about other people. And you'll see today as we look at these graphs that all the people we're talking about pretty much are trying to tell you this, all the same thing, except Kevin Costner. So as we go through this, we're going to look at the columns themselves, which note, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth. Okay, Richard, thank you for joining us. I'm going to try to turn this up all the way. It is turned up all the way. I'll try to move our phones closer here, and hopefully people can see you. What was happening on Blog Talks? Nothing?
I was in queue, but I couldn't get it to recognize me.
Well, it's all...
Here was the show starting, so it seems to be all grayed out.
It is, and I can't allow anybody to talk or anything else. Maybe people can call in and hear, but okay. Thank you for trying hard and being resourceful.
Persevering.
Yes.
Are you able to unmic me on WebEx?
I did try that.
Unmute me? Okay. I do have a different mic there, but it doesn't seem to be allowing me to speak, even though I can see myself.
I'm going to try to...
For listeners, this is what happens when you pile up this fetch technology. Just every once in a while, one little thing just doesn't go, and that's where we end up.
Okay, what I have done is unmute all. So I don't know if that's going to work.
Can you hear me over there now?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just have to do it this way.
Okay, we were in the midst of explaining to people who are new with us today, and it looks like we have a lot of new people, that we're having some technical difficulty, and I'm just introducing them to the Nano Voice and what they can do with it. So inside these 12 columns of 12 notes, we have different bars of different heights, and each one of those bars means something else. Oh, I got to unmute somebody's mic there. Have a baby.
You can mute us all again.
Okay, just had to mute Sandy's mic, or Susie's mic. But Richard, yours should be open, but I cannot hear you at all.
That's very curious.
Okay, we are going to redo all of this and put it up on YouTube, probably the first couple of days of the week, what you are seeing here now, because I think a lot of this information is very important.
I do too.
So the blue bar is emotion, the green bar is doing something with forethought, but that can be anywhere from a farmer to a scam artist, so you have to watch those green people. Red means reactive, and yellow means think, or evaluate, logic, that kind of thing. So here's some more information. Blue is indicative of overall love of humanity, lots of emotion, putting other people first, or putting your emotions first. It could be a nun, it could be a minister, it could be somebody defending themselves from an emotional standpoint. Some of you remember Blagojevich, the ex-governor who tried to sell Obama's seat, defended himself all through emotions. Yellow, logic, mental processing, a lawyer type, somebody who can do spin, somebody who looks at things from many different aspects to see what's best for them, and then they talk about it. Green, they need to accomplish something, get ahead, whether it's ahead of a person, ahead of the weather, and you'll see today a scam artist that has a lot of green going on. Red is indicative of a call to action. Red's a lot of self stuff, I want mine first kind of thing on one side, and then the whole other side of that is a fireman that's been trained not to think about themselves. So we can put this all together, that if we had a very tall note of C, which represents ego, and it was blue, then they're very emotional about criticism and things like that. Now, we did download, Richard downloaded, I shouldn't say we, a chart for you. Where can they find that chart, Richard?
At drop.io/nanovoice. And all the links for those on the chat room on Blog Talk Radio that Sherry has posted, those will be all posted on that same drop.io/nanovoice by the end of the show or shortly thereafter.
And it's all organized by date of the show?
Correct.
Okay, and what you're looking at here is the note correlate chart that he just told you about at the Dropbox, so that you can print this chart off and have it handy as we go through some of these files to look at them. So C to F is left brain, and then F sharp to B is right brain. So we can get some information from that also as we begin to evaluate all of this. Now, this is the first one, and I'd like you to hear this. Franklin sent us this, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but it is a great lead-in, and actually it made me mad. And I don't get angry very often. So I'm going to play this for you. I have it here on Press Secretary. Okay, then we're going to go back. I'm going to play it and then try to get it up online so you can see
it. I don't think there's enough seats in play.
Not loud enough.
Republicans to gain control. There's no doubt about that.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs admitting that Democrats could lose their House majority come November. His candor did not sit well with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I think the comment was unfortunate, but it is not to take us from the path that we are on for job creation. And if you want to go to the political place, the excellent job that our chairman, Chris Van Hollen, is doing. We have a solid organization on mobilization, on message, on the money, the M's, on the management of these campaigns. We fully intend to win.
And that led to this from Robert Gibbs.
Of course, the opinion of the Speaker of the House matters to me and matters to Democrats in Washington and throughout this country. Let's be clear that the work that the House and the Speaker have done over the past 18 months in making tough choices and making tough votes and in passing the agenda of this president have been monumental. I have not spoken with the Speaker. There are a whole host of issues.
You can see that he backtracks there, but I didn't get Nancy Pelosi up. I want you to see her face, because right when she's talking about Chris somebody, she does this little eyebrow thing and looks absolutely vicious.
Pelosi.
I think the comment was unfortunate, but it is not to take us from the path that we are on for job creation. And if you want to go to the political place, the excellent job that our chairman, Chris Van Hollen, is doing. We have a solid
organization
on mobilization, on message, on the money, the M's, on the management of these campaigns. We fully intend to win.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the evaluation of these, because this all leads up to BP. That sounds really weird, but it does. I need to share the other desktop here. Oh. To show you the big one. Okay, this is the press secretary that just said, we think the House and Senate seats are in trouble here. We're going to have a choice to make in the fall, but I think no doubt that there are enough seats in play that could cause Republicans to gain control. There is no doubt about that. Robert Gibbs is telling the absolute truth. He is concerned with future events. He's a multitasker, and he is not satisfied. Not letting me move now. There's his printout. The truth here. Every note filled in, every color, concerned with the future. He does have one thing from blue, goes from high to low, from C and C sharp being high, to low to B, and the yellow goes from high at the B end and then backwards toward C. So he is in conflict here a bit about, am I going to be emotional about this? Am I going to be logical about it? But most of his information, most of his bars are green, and they're filled in, and they're very balanced. This man is telling the truth. Now, Nancy Pelosi threw a little hissy fit about what he said. She didn't want it out there in the public that there might be a notion that seats in the House are in conflict. When you turn it around and then look at how Gibbs responded to Pelosi, he was not telling the truth. He did not have a sense, this is not it. He only had like two notes in there. Let me see if I can find that and put it up. I think I need about 20 boards here and three computers to really see what's going on.
Six screens is a great way to go.
Six screens would be wonderful if I could get the computer to help here. What do you think about this so far?
Well, one of the things I love about the Nano Voice and this whole technology is really what we're seeing, the demonstration of the fact that these people, their lips are moving. I mean, I'm from the school of if their lips are moving, they're lying. Because I've spent too much time researching and looking at what happens in health issues. You know, I'm certain if we found footage of a big pharma company talking about something, we could find them lying about something. But they're all so well-trained and so groomed to speak, and they're supposed to be, especially the politicians, are supposed to be working for us. And the system has become so corrupted in on itself that it's just an endless barrage of people making up a next story to fill in the last story to make sure their lobbyist is, you know, giving them money.
I'm going to go ahead and play the bit from this press secretary so that you can see what people are saying about this. I'm going to run it ahead just a little bit here because, you know, the analysts of what they did of this shows that they are behind Gibbs all the way. He told the truth. Now look at what he's saying when he goes back and tries to deal with Pelosi's wrath. Look at how it narrows him down. He's got one note, C, green, his future, and yellow, logic. He doesn't want to be saying this apology, which we're going to play here in a minute. He feels he's not protected. But then you'll hear these analysts say, well, Obama is so aware. And you also see or hear here how they think Obama is, I can't remember the word they used, but it was a very negative word toward the press. And that's really going to kill him. But the difference between Roberts being all filled out and truthful, and then have Pelosi chairman, the chairman, rebuke him in public. And what she says is just incredibly not nice. And look at the gestures, and I'm going to let this go on a bit and listen to the analysts. Not very long, but a bit.
I think the comment was unfortunate, but it is not to take us from the path that we are on for job creation, and if you want to go to the political place, the excellent job that our chairman, Chris Van Hollen, is doing. We have a solid organization on mobilization, on message, on the money, the M's, on the management of these campaigns. We fully intend to win.
And that led to this from Robert Gibbs.
Of course, the opinion of the Speaker of the House matters to me and matters to Democrats in Washington and throughout this country. Let's be clear that the work that the House and the Speaker have done over the past 18 months in making tough choices and making tough votes and in passing the agenda of this president have been monumental. I have not spoken with the Speaker. There are a whole host of issues that will be worked on in the next couple of weeks that will highlight the choices that voters will have. And I think in that choice, we are going to do very well. And as I have said throughout this, I think we will retain the House and the Senate.
Total lie.
Let's talk about that and the coverage. Juan, you're in Washington. What's going on here? Dissonance in the Democratic Party, and are the media picking up on it?
Well, they are picking up on it to this extent. Everybody was so tuned in to that exchange because it's like two electrical wires crossing. You're going to get a lot of sparkles and fuzz, and you're then going to get a short. The short was Pelosi angry at Gibbs and making it very clear that White House support for House candidates has been lagging, especially in comparison to Senate candidates. But I think that what Gibbs did when he came back and said, well, it's obvious the Democrats are in a weak position going into this election, really trumped what she'd had to say.
Media writer Glynis McNichol, Jim, wrote this. She said that asked whether Robert Gibbs knew that he was going to set off a firestorm when he stated the obvious that there are enough seats in play that Republicans could win. She concluded the Obama administration is far too media savvy not to have intended to say that. You agree?
I think they are media savvy, and they knew that that was going to cause at least something of a ruckus. But I think they pretty clearly miscalculated the depth of the anger. And they frankly neglected their base in the media. John Harris and Jim Vandehei, writing for Politico, which is the Buzz magazine publication at D.C., say, quote, reporters accurately perceive the contempt with which they are held by this White House, an attitude which undoubtedly flows from the top. The results, insults and blustery non-responses, F-bombs flying, are all common in how the West Wing speaks to reporters. Close quote. That's all from Politico, and I got to believe that has an effect on the way reporters.
That man is telling the absolute truth. Now I'm going to show a bit of Nancy Pelosi here. And you can see the anger on her face. I caught that little evil look when she said we're doing a good job. But she is absolutely lying. I think the comments were unfortunate, but it's not going to take us from the path we're on to job creation and the excellent job we're doing. We have a solid organization on mobilization. That's the one with her hand powered up in the air on the left there. On message, on money, the M's, in the management of these campaigns, we fully intend to win. This woman knows without a doubt that she is a big fat liar. Well, she's actually really skinny and but she is lying so bad. This woman thinks, look at this note of E here and how high it is. 28 out of 78 hits is in the note of E. Words for the future that don't have any emotion, that don't have any logic. They're all left brain. They're from C to F. This woman really thinks that she can take the example of when she hijacked these people in the Senate and House to keep them for this health care bill. She thinks that she can do that again. This is the first show of a split between Obama and Pelosi, and that's okay. And her comments are absolute malarkey. There's not one of them that's true, so I'm going to give her a title. She is the queen of huff and bluff. She believes that if she speaks it, her power will make it so. She lives in half a world where only her reality counts. I am not happy with this woman. She thinks that she gets to be the boss, and she is causing some kind of hit between Robert Gibbs and Obama, or Robert Gibbs and her. But anyway, this guy in the middle, Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson there, press secretary, is really going to have a problem with being in the middle.
I think it's also really interesting that what Gibbs is speaking, just watching his body language, that there's two things he did that really struck me. One, that when he's responding to her attack, that there's a moment at which he says he hasn't spoken to these people, and he holds his hand up in front of his heart. And to me, that indicates that he is really trying to speak from a place of truth. That's one piece of body language. And then the other one that gets me is that while he's responding to her and he's addressing the issues that he's responding to, that also he takes his hands and makes them into fists. He's holding a pen in one hand, but he's making them into fists and driving them toward each other. And it's all subtle body language. It's all very subtle, but it's still, I think it's just confirming visually to me that what he's doing physically on a completely unconscious level is also saying the same thing, exactly what you're saying with the voice analysis. It's amazing.
The reporter that are analyzing this, and you have the link up there, as you go on through this, they make a statement that is so true that I never thought I'd hear the reporter say this. If you tell the truth in Washington, you are dead meat. And they love this Robert Gibbs for telling the truth, and they tromped all over Pelosi for trying to make him back down from the truth, which he did. Now, we did a computer analysis. Now, this is not me saying anything. This is what the computer said about that little short minute and a half of Nancy Pelosi. You have the ability to use words to persuade the minds of others. If you had to lie to see justice done, you would do it because your sense of justice doesn't always jive with the law. Using vocal expressions to misdirect a query is easy for you. You can use the high or low of your voice to give people direction as to how to treat you. You can convey a great variety of expression using vocal nuance instead of words. You plan well. You want people to carry out your plans. You expect them to do it now. You expect them to take your suggestions seriously and gracefully. Nice things appeal to you, and you are not averse to working hard to obtain them. And I think she just sold her soul. And I think, and this was done in the last couple of days, you have just begun to see the unraveling of the Democratic Party. I think his Obama slams on the Tea Party, calling it racist and whatever else, his slam on the Michigan representative, where he says, you know, you're sitting here in the front row, but you don't deserve to be because you voted against this. I mean, he was nasty, and he's taking some very unpresidential slams at people. And the public is not going to take their president being unpresidential, or whatever you want to call it. He can be a bully at times, you know, like JFK was. He can be overly polite, like Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter had such a big heart. I think that's why he didn't make it in politics. He wanted to tell the truth, and nobody wanted him to. But I just think this case of you have to be a liar to be in Washington, and Obama's attacks, I can't think of a word. They're arrogant, they're petty, and they're something that I don't think, he's losing a lot of respect from the people. And the news people go ahead and say that much more eloquently than I can. Okay, we are going to shift gears here a little bit to the BP disaster, and there you see it. What are you saying? Who's talking to me? You can't see it, is that what you're saying? Okay, if you're not on WebEx with us, you won't be able to see this picture. It's a bunch of fire. Maybe I should try to turn off your microphone here. See whose mic is.
I don't know who that was.
I'm trying to look at the microphone and talking. I can't see, but I should warn you, everybody's microphone is open. So there is a big... Yeah, I had to open everybody to get yours open, but I guess I could close them all. Because you're really on the phone.
Yes, I'm just on speakerphone.
Yes, I will just mute all. Okay, I hope I'm not... I'm not unmuted.
You're unmuted and everybody else is muted.
Okay, so what we have up here is a picture, just as a transition for the BP oil spill. Which there's something behind this that they're not telling us, and it seems to be something way larger than what they can handle. It's not particularly about land grab. It's not about kill the people. there's something more worldly going on here. I would suspect that there's some kind of threat happened from what I see here. Okay, this is a picture of Chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg as he apologizes on behalf of all employees. And I will get the transcript. You'll be seeing part of it. I will get that to Richard so he can put that up. But let's go ahead and listen to what this man has to say.
Sense the sadness and the sorrow that we feel for this tragic accident that should never have happened. BP, we have always met our obligations and responsibilities, and we have made clear from the first moment of this tragedy that we will live up to all our legitimate responsibilities. We have agreed today with the President a framework that should assure the American people that we mean what we say. We will look after the people affected, and we will repair the damage to this region, the environmental damage to this region and to the economy. We are announcing today, as you heard from the President, a $20 billion commitment to make sure that all proper claims are handled swiftly and fairly. We have also announced an independent adjudicator that makes sure that the right people will get the right money at the right time. The BP board has today decided that we will not pay any further dividends this year. We made it clear to the President that words are not enough. We understand that we will and we should be judged by our actions. What has been clear today is that this administration and our company are fully aligned in our interest of closing this well, cleaning the beaches, and care for those that are affected. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees in BP.
Okay, as we look at that and go to the next slide, if I can find it here, this is what his vocal print looks like.
Oh, no, who knew? It's National Ice Cream Day.
Oh.
John Slevs has the scoop.
I've got
the stuff and have been scooping it.
I guess I didn't stop that in time. I'm going to go back one. That scared me. This is what his voice looks like. We've put up the link for you so that you can listen to this yourself. Now you can see most of his vocal print is green, and along with that some blue and yellow. So he is multitasking about all of this, but F is green and the highest. He has a plan. He doesn't know how the plan's going to be done, but he does have a plan, and he's looking into it. What I thought was absolutely fascinating is he and Nancy Pelosi's charts look so similar.
Wow.
And you just saw what I think of Nancy Pelosi, but I just think that's absolutely incredible. The note.
That's really stunning. That's really stunning. Because I feel even more angry about the BP chair than I do Pelosi, and I pretty much am angry at Pelosi. But that's really stunning that their charts are so similar. Wow.
In both cases, you're looking at a scam artist.
They'll say whatever it takes.
That's exactly what this printout says. They'll say whatever it takes. And you heard how Pelosi attacks anybody that begins to say the truth about what's going on. Here is this entire transcript I typed out for you. And we're going to take each of these sentences, each of these thoughts, and look at them and see what this man is really saying. Okay, here he's saying, the president sensed the sadness and the sorrow that we feel for this tragic accident that should never have happened. Now, if he really felt this was tragic, and there would be more blue in here. The only blue here that you see in his note of E, his words, am I being believable? He wants his words to be believable, but if he really cared about the people, the notes of B would be blue, the notes of D and D sharp would be blue. So empty words, words in support of a useful plan that will be seen as just. And he wants justice here, wants it to be perceived as just, not necessarily just, but he wants to be it perceived as being just. That's a C sharp and the yellow there. The words and the intent, the E and the A sharp, are totally out of balance. You have a high green E here at 100. You have a red A sharp at 36. This is not his spiritual intention. There is no real heart or spirit behind those words. The president sensed sadness and sorrow. Poppycock, just rhetoric. Okay, let's go to the next one. And this, if you listen to it, it's at 12.5 seconds. VP, we have always met our obligations and responsibilities, and we have made clear from the first moment of this tragedy that we will live up to our legitimate, and he really focused on that legitimate word, responsibilities. We have agreed today with the president a framework that should assure the American people that we mean what we say. Well, again, he does mean it a bit. Remember I said D-sharp would show that he felt some emotion? But really, he's looking to the future, to the future, to the future. All of this green, it's being compromised at F-sharp. He doesn't have the slightest idea how this is going to play out, but he knows he wants to help. And here we do have a little bit of agreement between his words and the intent of his words. You can see the E and the A sharp are almost balanced. So we've always met our obligations and responsibilities, but he wants to be the one to define that word legitimate. So yes, he does want to help, but only to the point where he thinks it's legitimate.
Well, and it seems like that he wants to, in his mind, he believes that they have been responsible previously, and BP is one of the top companies, oil companies, in terms of fines and being written up for bad conduct in terms of environmental impact. But in his mind, he thinks that they're acting responsibly.
In his mind, that's a very good way to put it. But they get to judge, you know, what's going on. And money is going to be their bottom line. On Greta Van Susteren, they were talking about Obama blasting this sinister huckster, I think his name is. And they went on to talk about the release of some guy who had shot down a plane. And they released him the same day that this oil thing blew. When you go back and look at that, look under Obama, Michigan representative speech or economics. It's under Holland, Michigan. And I think I found that at CNN. But they go ahead and talk about that this was not an accident that is somehow related to the demand that this man be released or something was going to happen to the U.S. borders. I don't think this was a natural thing that happened from what I see. There is definitely a cover-up in this BP chairman and what Obama says about it, there's definitely a cover-up. They are not revealing all of the information. As you can see from this one, he has F-sharp and G-sharp and A, all missing. C is missing. C is logic and ego, so the logic is very down here. He only has a mind for the future without logic. So this tells me he's being forced into a position. But what he's saying here is we will look after the people affected and we will repair the damage to this region, the environmental damage to this region and to the economy. We are announcing today, as you heard from the president, a $20 billion, with a B, dollar commitment to make sure that all proper claims are handled swiftly and fairly. Now, he stumbled over the word proper. He wants a handle. He wants some say in what proper is. We have also announced an independent adjudicator that will make sure that the right people will get the right money at the right time. Yes, F is very high, E is high. A lot of words, there's been a lot of planning going on. F sharp is missing. They don't have the slightest idea how to carry out this plan. G is missing. They don't have the slightest idea how to make it physically useful. G sharp is missing. They don't know how to transition from useful into their own intent. But you can also see here that E and A sharp are balanced. So he is willing to take care of this, but only on his terms. Any comment about that, Richard?
I actually had to mute myself for a moment because I was shouting at the screen. It makes the mind reel when he talks about the impact of the people in the region. Because, for example, when people were first starting to go down to the shores and trying to do cleanup, and some of the people who were out on the fishermen who were out on the boats, who haven't really been interviewed because so many of the people running the fishing boats are actually Vietnamese. And so they don't speak much English, so that they've used that as a way to not have any communication with them. That a lot of the people who are having physical results from the exposure to not only the petroleum, but also to the Corexit, were having respiratory issues and all sorts of things. And some of the volunteers were getting them respirators or at least carbon filter breathers. And BP told anybody that was working on the shore cleanup that was working and being funded by BP that they were not allowed to wear that equipment. And if they were found wearing that equipment, they would be fired.
Well, BP
did not want, this is my statement, I'm saying this, not, I haven't seen this in press, but others have talked about this, that the reason for that is BP didn't want any footage of people wearing respirators because then it would make them responsible or look as if they knew that there was potential health hazard to this.
Well, that explains what's going on with all of the poisons and toxins. We were able to take apart this Corex stuff that they are putting on the surface to make it go to the bottom, which is stupid because all that does is kill the stuff at the bottom. But we decoded that, and it's all about the note of E, respiration, and oxygenation at D sharp, oxygenation of the cells. So we are going to give the antidotes of those at the end of this. And I don't know what's going to happen with Blog Talk Radio. They still have everything grayed out, so I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to go on. And Richard, if you can keep me abreast of the time constraints, we'll go on with that.
Well, let me comment, if I can, for a moment about the... Do you want to talk about the Corexit yet, or do you want to finish this slide first with the BP?
We'll talk about what first?
The Corexit first, or do you want to finish this slide?
Let's finish this until we bring it up to that. Okay. Now, this is the BP board has decided that we will not pay any further dividends this year. Now, look how multi this guy is. That's the truth. Can you see the difference in how, when he's not telling the truth, how everything falls out of the voice? And then when he's telling the truth, he doesn't like this, that this is the truth. But they're doing it for public image, to get people to like them. Look at D-sharp is so high. F-sharp, we have a plan. But in almost every case here, we're looking at green, green, green. words for a purpose, words for a purpose. He's also caught between high emotion at the C side, the note of C, and then it goes down until the note of A sharp. So left-brained here, he's left-brain emotional, but right-brain less emotional, which is also a scam artist. And logic, the yellow that you're seeing here is very high at B, and then as it moves backwards toward the note of C, it begins to get smaller. So there is concern for reputation and a balance between the spoken word and the people in need of being supported. This guy is conflicted here, but he knows that unless he decided not to dash dividends, that there was going to be a big backlash. And I don't think there's going to be any dividends anyway, and that's a way to cover it up because they've lost so much money.
Although they just got a bonus, BP just got a $600 million bonus from the U.S. government for being such good guys about the use of ethanol, even though corn is the worst crop possible for ethanol.
You know, that is just crap.
Sorry.
You know, I mean, not that you
I agree.
Not that you said it.
No, no.
When you go back and look at this flu shot crap.
Oh, don't, yeah.
Where the government bought all that Tamiflu
and
they lost, the farmer lost all the money. They gave them big bonuses, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Who gets to say about that stuff? It's our money.
I don't know. Pelosi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. You know, somebody suggested the other day that we just ought to get rid of all of them in whatever way it took. And these slams they're doing on the Tea Party, you know, I'm going to bring those up, too. Those people are just absolute lying. They're being very histrionic and doing a little dance, song and dance about this. This is going to be Obama's downfall, that he doesn't pay attention to these people and starts making fun of them and trying to run them off the road like they're doing to Ron Paul. Okay, here again. This is, I think, the last of it. We made it clear to the president that words are not enough. We understand that we will and we should be judged by our actions. What has been clear today is that this demonstration and our company are fully aligned in our interest of closing the well, cleaning the beaches, and caring for those who are affected. Again, lots of words, lots of green words, like words for a purpose, but there is a lot of justice here in logic. This may be the right thing to do, but as you're looking at this graph, there's hardly anything from F sharp to B. They don't have the slightest idea what they're doing or how they're going to do it. Somebody beyond this company is pulling the string. Somebody is making demands. You know, if Obama wanted to go into war right now, he could use this as a good excuse to do it. And I said that in a polite way. I think another country is involved in this. I think another group that has been threatening has carried it off. And this is the result. And these people are trying to hide behind it. Okay, finally, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees of BP. Again, lots of E, green, really high bar words designed for a purpose of future benefit. No justice involved. More than average ego for a future purpose. Nothing further about this is planned, no spiritual component, no benefit of humanity indicated. This is a scam, people. This is a scam.
I put this in the category of if his lips are moving, he's lying.
I believe it. And here's the same thing with Obama and what he was saying. Now, I went back to try to catch this, and they took it off the air. And I'm going to show you a picture of Obama while he's talking a bit about it, but they took this part off the air. I'm going to go ahead and play it here.
This discussion today was essential. Currently, under federal law, there is a $75 million cap on how much oil companies could, under certain circumstances, be required to pay for economic damages resulting from a spill such as this. That amount obviously would be insufficient. And that's why I'm pleased to announce that BP has agreed to set aside $20 billion to pay claims for damages resulting from this spill. This $20 billion will provide substantial assurance that the claims people and businesses have will be up. It's also important to emphasize this is not a cap. People of the Gulf have my commitment that BP will meet its obligations to them.
At
the $20 billion fund will not be controlled by either BP or by the government.
At the FIB.
It will be put in an escrow account administered by an impartial, independent third party. So if you or your business has suffered an economic loss as a result of this spill, you'll be eligible to file a claim for part of this $20 billion. This fund does not supersede either individuals' rights or states' rights to present claims in court. And BP will also continue to be liable for the environmental disaster it has caused, and we're going to continue to work to make sure that they address it.
That was a fib.
Additionally, BP voluntarily agreed to establish a $100 million fund to compensate unemployed oil rig workers affected by the closure of the deep water rigs. The structure we're establishing today is an important step towards making the people of the Gulf Coast whole again. But it's not going to turn things around overnight. And I want all Americans to know that I will continue to fight each and every day until the oil is contained, until business
that was a fib.
And until the Gulf Coast bounces back from this tragedy, as I know it will.
That was a fib. When you take most of his individual sentences, most of them are things he's not sure about. He's very narrow in his perspective, and I'm going to hurry through this because we only have 4 more minutes, and I want to get to the antidotes for this. So this is Obama. Again, lots of green, F being high, a plan, E being high, words, C-sharp being high in green, for a purpose, for fairness. So he's doing what he thinks is fair out front as a shell of protection, but what he's really saying is not true. Here is where he's saying he will be forcing BP to be responsible. And just another slide here. E is very high. A sharp doesn't match. This is a fib. Words and just not much more going on to that. We're going to take each piece of this apart and record it and put it on YouTube. So we will give you out an announcement when that happens. Again, he's talking about he's going to see that this happens. He gives his word. Not true. Scattered thought, the words that are in conflict, just future emotions do without thinking, words, it's just words to support his own emotions about what's going on. So I'm also going to post each one of these files for you. We'll get them, try to get them up on NanoVoice. We really don't have time to go through with Kevin Costner, but I can tell you that he is really telling the truth about what's going on. We'll put that up on YouTube. And he talks about Doug Shudles from BPO CEO, and they have purchased 32 of their footprints. If they'd have done that in the first place, this has been cleaned up a long time ago. So we'll get to that.
Within a moment of this occurring, Costner was on the news offering his equipment, saying, demonstrating what his centrifugal devices did, how they worked, that they had them available, and took BP to even get to addressing that.
Okay, we are going to go on, even if the show goes off, so it'll be on the archive. He had to go testify in the Senate and say what this really is and why are you refusing it. And he said, I don't remember the guy's name, but really pushed it. I will also, well, we did. We posted the link to this for you guys to listen to Kevin Costner. 200 gallons a minute of clean water, and they refused it. Instead, they put this Cordex on the oil to send it to the bottom to kill everything else.
Okay, here.
The correction is horrible.
It's
actually talking about the fact that the correction is possibly more damaging than the oil, particularly to ocean life, because of the fact that the correction actually burns mucous membrane, causes flu-like symptoms for people. So those people working on the beaches and the shores and in the water trying to correct this or burn or do something are getting exposed to it, let alone what it's doing to ocean life, because it's actually, it's so perfect that what you're saying about your workup is showing that it has to do with bronchial and air, because it irritates the mucous membrane, so it's actually damaging the correction is actually damaging the sea life even more, because part one of the things it does is break down the oil particles to a smaller level and irritates the mucous membrane, so it means that the animals, the sea life that are exposed, are getting more exposure because it's breaking down the petroleum products to a smaller level so that the animals are getting more of it into their system.
Yes, and absolutely, and corrects it. I didn't know how to pronounce that correctly, so thank you. We examined all of this and looked at its component parts, zorbitan, butanoic acid, petroleum distillates, which we had a lot of trouble finding.
That's because it's a made-up phrase having to do with rights that people have. They just use that as a generic term.
We did go in and find some, though, that would break up oil. Propylene glycol, sulfonates. Some of it they're keeping as a trade secret, so you can't even make an antidote for it. It is harmful to red blood cells, kidneys, liver, and they think this is okay, that they could just put that on there with no... I mean, who controls this? The CDC or somebody? They just went ahead and did it on their own. Is it because we don't own the ocean out there? They've ruined thousands and thousands of lives. Even when you go to the material safety data sheet, it tells you the stuff is incredibly harmful, rupturing blood cells, causing internal bleeding.
There have been reports of people coughing up blood that have been working along the shores.
Well, there's a... There's Kevin Costner's solution that they refused, and now they're finally taking it when he just kept right on and gathered friends and used his influence to go before the Senate, and they're forcing BP to buy these things. These are the toxins listed here, and I don't have the slightest idea how to pronounce it. D-I-O-C-T-Y-L. Diocytyl. And I think that's supposed to be sodium and not...
Yeah, it's sodium.
That's what I get for staying up all night and doing this. I don't think I have ever put in so many hours on putting something together as I did on this stuff. I worked on this for almost 4 days straight now, trying to do all this research and get everything together.
It's really excellent information.
Thank you. I'm going to change this to an S. S-O-D. Oh, D-O-S. That's what I did.
I'll say, while you're doing that, I'd like to say about the Costner thing that the tricky thing to me about the Costner situation is, as I was watching that and watching his talking about it and seeing it on YouTube and posted everywhere and lots of people talking about it, my site and all sorts of sites, and then eventually they did agree to buy them, and ever since they bought them, I have heard absolutely nothing about it. It's almost like they bought him off to get him to shut up, and now it's just, there's no report anywhere of them either being used, not being used. There's no information out there about what happened with those machines.
I will keep on it, and anybody out there who has other things that they can send me, I'll do an evaluation on it. We know now that the press secretary tells the truth. Nancy Pelosi is the queen of huff and bluff and bluster, and thinks that she gets to say what goes on in our world. We know that BP people and Obama both are covering up something. This is larger than the U.S. it's larger than BP oil. They're not telling us all of the truth, and it deals with, they don't know what to do about this. They don't have the answer. They're taking their, it looks like they're taking their orders from someone else, and I don't know who that is. I will keep looking at this. And if you have Rife machines, you can use these notes in combination. Do not use them separately because they have a balancing effect when used together. If you use them separately, or if you're in that Gulf region and you've got a nano voice and you see any of these notes coming up high, because I put the antidotes here, the notes that will be high, A, E, A sharp, and D sharp. They all make antidotes for each other with their own frequencies, so you must use them together. D sharp and A must be used together, and E and A sharp must be used together. Do not use these separately if you find them to be too full. And if you're down there and you can get a nano voice and a computer, and the nano voice is free, give me a call, 740-698-9119, or write to me at Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air at gmail.com. We'll try to meet you online and figure out something that we can do. We have talked to James Marshall. James Marshall states that he will take these frequencies and make a CD out of it, just like he did for the swine flu. Now, that swine flu is used absolutely for swine flu, but colds and sinus and everything else, and it is working. Let's see if we can get this a CD done for these toxins and put it out in speakers for the people in the Gulf. So far, not a lot of people have gotten back to me that could really help, but I think if we could do this, if people have stereos, you know, we'll put this music out. And James Marshall, who you probably already know who he is, but for those of you who don't, he's a star of Twin Peaks and lots of other movies, and he took some medication that nearly killed him, dissolved his large intestines. We helped him come back to a more normal life and at least be able to eat so he didn't die at any second. And he produced this CD for swine flu called Music. Well, it's at MusicManJimmy, J-I-M-M-Y.com, and it's called La Ciel, The Cloud. There's two different versions, one 8 minutes and one 20 minutes. The 20-minute version one is more meditative and it's more, it's longer. The other one is 8 minutes and it's designed to get rid of the bacteria that attack the bronchial tubes and the nose, and it was very successful. And we're hoping that if we can get him the exact frequencies for these, he can make a CD and we'll go for it. So I'm going to talk
to him. That would be great.
I think it's a beginning of the way for us to fight back. I am very concerned that this kind of catastrophe was going to happen and we had no people trained, and it happened. If we had had somebody down there trained and we can get this to them, they can start broadcasting it in their neighborhood, and the sound waves will go miles if we get a low-frequency speaker. It will even go into the water and into the wildlife, so it's not just treating the humans as well. And we want to do this project. We just need to be in touch with some people in that area that will take the CD and play it and see if it's really going to have an effect with people. We've not tested this out, this particular one, because we've never had this disaster before. But we certainly want to do this. I'm going to go back to my session here with Blog Talk because I haven't the slightest idea of what's going on. My whole board was blogged out, so I really didn't know what to do with what was happening there. My Blog Talk Radio host switchboard. Everything is still blogged out. I can't even kill the show. I can't even say the show's over, so I don't really know what.
So I guess we all just have to hang up.
Okay, I'm going to shut down the blog talk. Please get in touch with me if you have any way that you want to help with this. And Richard, we're going to put these full printouts, 5 and 6 pages of each of these people up, and I will send them directly to you.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you for being with us. It's always a more interesting show with you around. You have a great perspective, and you're keeping me calm. I'm just absolutely flubbed today trying to do this show when the switchboard doesn't work.
Yeah, it's really stunning. Yeah.
Okay, I will talk to all you guys later.
Thank you.
Bye now. I don't have the slightest idea if it's still on, Richard. Do you?
Well, I'm on, see, so we're on phone.
Can you see, hear anything on your radio?
Well, I wasn't listening to the Blog Talk feed ever. Let's see, what am I listening to in my right ear? No, we must still be on because I can hear you in my right ear. That only makes sense to me.
Well, we'll probably...
two different sources. So did you kill the WebEx feed?
No, I didn't kill that. Let me do that.
Kill that, because that's where I'm hearing the audio from, I bet.
Okay, so everybody on with us, Anna and Aria, Carol, Katarina, George, Jason, Jerry, Mimi, Moonstone, Nancy, Sandra, Susie, Tammy, Tom, thank you for being with us. I hope you've learned a lot. This was not recorded, but we are going to get it up on Blog Talk for you. And so we'll see you next week. Okay, I think I killed Blog Talk.
Yes, you did. You killed WebEx.
WebEx.
I was hearing the other voice in my other ear.
Oh, it is so hot in this room.
No, don't say. Just close. Okay, so now I'm disconnected from WebEx. Okay.
The WebEx wouldn't let me record. The Blog Talk wouldn't do anything.
So I actually was able to record the show.